Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Clear Vista Financial are not affiliated. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions.
Welcome everyone to the next episode of the Spend Life Well Show. Today I'm here and joined by my partner Matt Boudreau. Jesse Hamilton, the intern, is here with us, so we're excited about that. Jesse's spending his summer with us, helping us with a number of things around the office, and he's a really smart guy, so we're glad he's joining us. He might be able to teach us some things.
Hope so. We'll see about that.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Today, we're really going to talk about some financial lessons that we've learned really from our listeners and from folks that we've been talking to, some clients and things, about lessons we've learned from the pandemic and as it relates to our personal finances. So I thought it'd be great for us to start off today. Matt, I'm going to let you kick us off.
Sure.
And visit about some of these things that we've learned.
Yeah, and a lot of this, Mark, I think is just a culmination of a lot of the conversations that we've had with some of the planning. Obviously, we've had a lot of conversations and some of our clients that we just needed to touch base on with everything going on. I mean, a lot of changes, a lot of reasons to freak out a little bit. And so a lot of these things have just been common issues that come up with some of our different clients. So we can just jump in here. The first one is just the conversation about resetting our priorities. When things come to light, when we have to work from home all of a sudden, I know a lot of times that we had a conversation with some couples who one of them might have lost their job. The thought of priorities and kind of business as usual when it comes to spending money and planning through our money, it changed. So, ever since March, here we are in June now, trying to finish up June, but everybody's individual financial picture looks a lot different than it did the first couple months of the year. And so things that might have been on the radar, spending habits, things like that, changed a lot. And so what does resetting priorities look like to you?
Is that Control-Alt-Delete on the computer? That's not what a lot of our clients have said. It's like they wish they could start over 2020 or get 2020 over with.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of memes out there that are like, if 2020 was a person or a thing or a place, and it's just pretty much a train wreck.
You guys are Mac people, I know, because I said Control-Alt-Delete. Y'all didn't. You're looking at me like I was a deer in the headlights.
We are. You're right.
I'm like, which command are you going for there?
That's the reboot.
Reboot. Oh yeah. See, yeah. Reset priorities. Reset your priority to getting a Mac. No, but just the way you're spending money, which we're going to talk about here in a second, and some of the things that have come out of the woodwork. We've had to make sacrifices in certain ways that were financial habits, and we'll go right into the second point here. Is spending looks a lot different?
Yes, it does.
So before we started, I know Jesse, you were talking about, hey, that's the biggest one that stood out to you because it affected you so much. And I think on a recent episode when we interviewed you and your wife Emily, that was something that you actually mentioned. You want to talk about that for a minute?
Sure. Yeah, we were able to save quite a bit of money during this time because there were several ways that our spending changed and it fell during March and April. We had to cut back on our social lives, which was difficult, but we had a good time still. And when we're not hanging out with friends and going out to eat and that kind of stuff, we're spending a lot less money. One way specifically that one thing that we had to learn during that time was how to work out at home. And luckily, I got a gym membership through Baylor, which is awesome. Emily was paying for a gym, and we're not paying for that anymore, which is a way that our spending fell. So we figured out how to work out in the living room, various YouTube videos, and we got really into our running and trained by running. So that was a couple different ways we worked out at home.
So you were able to kind of reset how you worked out while you would normally go to a gym. You just kind of twisted that and did it from home. Still got
yes,
the same
exactly,
effect.
Yeah.
Still got your workout in.
I wish I had a full gym at home with weights and machines, but we figured out how to make it work with body weight and various plates and stuff like that.
Get you some bands.
I know we've spent less money eating out as well. I mean, my doctor will be glad to hear that I've lost weight.
You
think about it, you're not eating this. I don't want to say fast food is bad, but probably not the best thing for you, you know?
It's so good that it affected you in a good way, because I've heard of people gaining that corona weight, and they're talking about adding 15, 20 pounds just from snacking all day long because they're at home. But I think that's been a common theme. The social side, the eating outside, people have made changes. Obviously, they can't be a social or they shouldn't be a social, but they're not doing things. They're not going out and spending money, and then it comes down to probably buying food and preparing at home as opposed to going out and buying some of the prepared food.
I mean, we also got to work on our cooking skills, so that was nice, and worked on some recipes too, so it's not all bad here.
Who's the better cook in your household?
Honestly, I think it's me. We're both...
Be careful here.
We're both,
she might hear this.
We're both doing really well with it. We're learning a lot, and so it's been great so far cooking, but I don't know. We're both pretty good.
Oh. So if you're spending less... If you had any debts, maybe you were focusing a little time on reducing your debt. That's one of the things that we've heard people talking about is, hey, they're starting to pay down some debts that they had.
Yeah, just thinking about it differently. I think if both jobs are stable in the home between a married couple and one of them did not lose their job, they had a little bit of extra cash flow because they're doing things differently. So they might have put debt a little bit higher on their priority list, their radar, to be able to pay down some of that a little bit differently. So hopefully that... has been your situation. If you're trying to chase down that debt, this situation of being at home might have allowed you to do that a little bit quicker. And so while we are in the midst of summer now, here we are in June. People say this is going to be the longest summer ever by the time it's over with, because I feel like my kids have been at home since March. Feels like we've had three summers since then. But, you know, summer is usually a time for vacation, and people have quite often had to change their plans. They either had trips planned, flights planned, stays in hotels and resorts that they've had to change, whether it's the hotel canceling stays or people just being smart and staying away from being social. So vacation might look a little bit different. So we're curious how that affected you. Some people are doing what we're calling staycations and just staying home, looking for things to do locally. I know my wife took my girls to a pool just this last week at a friend's house while they weren't home, just to kind of have a feel on, it's summertime, we can get out of the house and do something a little bit fun.
Y'all asked permission to go there, right?
Of course.
Just when y'all just didn't jump the fence.
We just show up. Yeah, no. I think it was somebody that Blanche works with, and she's like, hey.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Because the Y is closed, or the Y pool is closed. And
no public.
Disney places. Has decided to
shut
delay
down.
Their opening even further, so... Thank goodness, because I don't like going to Disney.
All right. Well, and this is, Blanche loves the beach. She would go 5 times a year if she could, but I've kind of said not as often. So we kind of try to go every other year. This was our year to go to the beach, and we completely just canceled that. Not happening.
My family had to cancel too.
Not going anywhere.
We usually go in May down to the beach in Florida. From Nashville, we can drive, which is nice. But we usually bring the boat down, do some fishing and stuff, and it's always great family time, but we had to cancel, so that was sad for us.
Yeah, well.
But my parents did drive out here and visit me, which was really nice.
I remember
we were
saying
able to make something work there.
That's
there
good. It's kind there of a vacation.
Go.
That's a replacement of
a
vacation.
Yeah, staycation after 3 months at home with the kids and stuff is not as exciting, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the new reality, but
that's
it also
right.
means we may be saving a little bit more, paying down some of those bills. And one other thing, Matt, I think that people have talked about is revisiting their insurance, especially if you maybe have lost a job and you're thinking about whether you should cut some insurance bills or anything like that.
Yeah, and you know, we're kind of transitioning into the whole technical financial planning side now, but I think whether it's the health crisis that people are hearing a lot more about and becoming a lot more aware of, whether we're talking about jobs and income, insurance, and being a little bit more protective definitely kind of holds a little bit more weight in everybody's eyes. I know I've had some conversations with people who have transitioned out of jobs, whether it's temporarily with furloughs or loss of jobs. They've had to think about health coverage and how that affects their family and where they're going to find that next coverage, whether it's temporary coverage or having to look for all full-blown medical insurance plan. And another common one that we've been talking a lot about is life insurance. The thought of pandemics and people's health being affected. Not only are we hearing about deaths a lot more, but you know, life insurance is grading their underwriting process a lot differently in that, have you been affected by coronavirus as an underwriting question? And so that might look different here and now with what's going on. So let's make sure that you have the coverages that you need with whatever kind of insurance that is. And we can kind of extend that, but into the conversation of talking about the different important aspects of your financial plan and what that looks like.
Hey, just call us before you cancel anything, because I think that's so, you got to be so careful, because you don't want to cancel, especially life insurance, and then find out that you can't get qualified for insurance in the future. Sometimes it's better just to tough it out and make that a priority. But before you cancel anything, give our office a call.
Oh, sure. When you're losing income, I know that you're looking for things to cut. And insurance, depending on what kind it is and who it's with, can definitely be something that you don't want to make too quick of a decision on. So, yeah, let us help you, or whoever you're dealing with, talk through that before making a brash decision there. As we talked about protection, you know, I'll bring up the market and investments, and whether it's retirement, putting away for retirement through your workplace, or maybe you've got an IRA on the sides, or maybe you just have some general taxable investments. You know, being protective with that is also a topic to think about. With the markets going up and down, with the economies being affected the way it is, we've seen a lot of ups and downs here lately. And I think being protective with your investments is another important topic to consider.
Now is not the time to buy, hold, and forget.
No.
You really need to make sure that you're talking with a financial advisor about any investments that you have, whether it be liquid type of securities where you can get in and out of them, or whether it be real estate. You need to make sure that you're talking to a financial professional about what the impact of the downturn of the economy, the volatility in the markets, and you need to open your statements. It's something that people are just putting their head in the sand, and they really need to pay attention, because this is a time that can really make or break your financial future when it comes to your investments. Mm-hmm. We take a more active approach in our investments, and we want to make sure that our clients and folks that need help know that we're available to talk about those situations.
Well, and all that to say is, you know, encourage you to take interest, know what you're invested in, know what you're putting your money into, so that you're familiar with how the markets affect that. You know, when we sit down with our clients, you know, we talk about the investments that they're in, but we also talk about the timeline. And obviously, the more time you have in front of you, if you're younger and have 20 more years of career and work, then, you know, the timing in the markets is different from time in the markets. And that's why I say understanding what you're invested in will make all the difference in how you're planning that. When you have more time on your hands, you know, that's going to affect your retirement timeline. And so if you're going to retire soon, you need to be a lot more careful and a lot more aware of the ebbs and flows of what's happening in the market and the economy, because it will ultimately affect how soon you can retire. And if you stick in your head in the sand, like Mark was talking about ago, that could really force you to have to work much longer than what's necessary if you just had a little planning involved. So, you know, the next thing we were going to talk about is really asset allocation, and that's kind of is what we were just explaining. Not only knowing what you're in, but have the conversation of planning, because depending on what's in your portfolio and what's in your investments, your asset allocation will be an important factor on what how your investments perform.
Well, Matt, I've been talking to folks in the last several weeks, and when we look at their financial statements, they're not clients of ours yet, but we look at their financial statements and we realize that, you know, it's usually the extremes. They're either way over allocated in stocks and saw a 35% decline in their portfolio over the last couple of months, or they're the other extreme and they're 100% in cash doing nothing. And it's not, and some of them not because of the COVID concerns or anything. This was before that. And so we have to be careful not to go to the extremes or simply overreact to a problem that's facing them right now. You need good financial advice I know, I don't remember what our verse is for the day, but I was thinking just as we were talking here, Matt, about Proverbs 16:3. You know, we're talking about planning, and Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. Proverbs is full of verses about planning, and that's what we've been visiting about today. This is the time for you to reevaluate those plans, reevaluate your finances, reevaluate your spending, reevaluate the things that you're doing to make sure that's still in line with what's best for you.
That's good. Well, hopefully something that we mentioned today will encourage you to think through how you've been reacting with your finances through what's going on around you. Have that conversation with your significant other. Think about how what parts of your financial life might be at risk, depending on where you're covered, where you're thinking through. But ultimately, I think planning is an important part of that process. So let us know if we can be of any help, if we can answer any questions for you, or if we can just kind of guide you down a certain way of thinking as you pursue your financial future. Jesse, anything to add today?
Just that I've actually gotten some great financial lessons out of this time. I know it's been a difficult time for a lot of people, and it's been hard for us too, but I've really learned a lot, and I think that it's going to benefit me in the long run.
Awesome. Well, hey, that's what we want to hear as a result of some of the things that we're talking about today. So hope you enjoyed this episode. We will see you next time on the Spend Life Workshop.